John McArdle, are you listening?
Jamie knows him well. The horse is bright, bouncing and well. He's been good since he's got back from Lauriston's. He'll go there, a genuine chance.
So our best today, Johnny?
Are you listening?
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Are you listening? Down the centre, lifting later. Three-way go. Are you listening?
Are you listening at 8:40 and 1:80?
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're racing at Geelong today with one of the all-time great athletes on the planet looking after the track out there. And I know he's Whitey's favourite, James Dalton. The Whitey, over to you.
Yeah, James, I'd be interested as you join us with the weather, because as Huff and I commented yesterday, the rain really didn't fall this week like it was supposed to, but there's been a little bit of precipitation overnight and there's a fair bit expected today. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you going? We've missed the rain that you guys are getting this morning, so we've got absolutely zero in the gauge, which is great. And we've sort of had bits and pieces throughout the week, nothing really significant. So we've had 10 millimetres of rain for the whole week, which puts us on a soft 6 surface. The penetrometer came in at 5.60. And look, really happy with it. I think yesterday afternoon it felt like spring, really. It dried the track out considerably, so to be on a 6 today, we're happy with that.
Okay, any chance of it getting better, or do you reckon it might just stay around there?
And potentially it could. Again, the northerlies are predicted 20 k's, and I think the showers are more so right to the end, if not after the last.
Yep.
So it could even go up to a 5 if we don't get any of those showers. So we push the rail out to the 9 meter position, and in the straight it's out at 12. And like I said, there's a bit of wear and tear being winter in August, but for this time of year, we're happy with it. It presents well and should race well.
Fantastic, James. Good luck today, and hopefully those storms that are predicted, as you said, come after the race meeting and not halfway through.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, James Dalton, track manager at Geelong. Did you get on that hot pot, that Clayton Douglas hot pot yesterday, the Barosh or Barocca, however it's called and pronounced?
By the time I was aware of it, it was too late.
One of the great efforts, one of the great spruiks across the nation with a text message that seemingly everyone in the world had. I got it a bit late, unfortunately, which is a bit of a setback. But it won like a good thing for Clayton, his first winner as a trainer, I think it was. So it's a nice way to open up.
It was. Often those plunges, they don't come off. The horse runs third or fourth. But not only did it win, it brained them. So the mail was right.
We'll see what it does going forward. I'll tell you what we need on a Friday. We need a Troy Corson special. I reckon we might have a few today. He joins us again. Good morning, Troy.
Hello, mate. How are you, huh?
I'm going very well, thank you, buddy. How's things in your world?
Yeah, exceptional.
Exceptional. That's good feedback. I like that. That's good on a Friday morning.
You've got to have a bit of positivity in the current time, being.
My word, you're doing. If you've got stable flying like yours, I'd be exceptional too. And you've got 5 today at Geelong. First one of those in the first race, at race 1, number 8, Sodbuster, who's an all-too-hard filly on debut. What can you tell us about the Sod?
She's a really nice filly. I think this is a particularly good race. She'll really hold her own today. Top 3 finish is expected.
Top 3 finish is expected. Here we go. I like that early doors. Let's have a look at race 3, number 6. Ella Isabella. My brother's got a horse in this race, number 2. But you've got Ella Isabella out of the inside gate. A 4-year-old mare first up ever. What's been happening with Ella Isabella?
And unfortunately, it's probably likely to be last time up ever. She's not very fast, young Ella. And the guys have been extremely patient. We were trying to see if we could get her to stay. She's not very fast, and the guys have asked if we'd give her one run just to see how she'd go, so she's there for that run today. But unfortunately, we're not very hopeful.
Right. Okay, let's forget that even happened. Let's go to race 5, number 14, Sweet Carolina's got a start, I think, hasn't she, the Star Spangled Banner filly?
Yeah, she's got a run, and she's going to be our pick for the day.
Oh, right. Okay, $6 in the early markets at tab.com.au. So is it a jump and run sort of position for her, or what are we going to see?
She usually gets behind. Last start was a massive run. She just got well out of her ground but flew home. A little bit more luck and she probably should have won. It was a really handy race, and I think she can put her best foot forward today.
Right, that's Sweet Carolina, race 5, number 14. Race 7, number 7, Cincinnati Reds, pretty good form too. Oh, first up anyway, 2-2 from 5 goes at it. First up today, $5 in the market. Surely she's a chance.
Yeah, she's a chance, especially with the improving track. Our little spies down there tell me that they galloped on it this morning and they're predicting that it could get to a five quite early. So I think that's pretty good mile in itself.
Right.
Cincinnati's going extremely well. She races from the farm. She's first up from a long time spell. Unfortunately, she loves running second, but hopefully we've got her right today and she should be a big chance today.
You got a good hand today. That's race 7, number 7. Then you got race 9, number 8 to finish off fast and ready. And hopefully she is fast and ready. She, talk about coming back from a long spell. 537 days, Troy.
Yeah, she just had a pelvis issue. We couldn't really rectify exactly what it was. But she came back, had a prep, wasn't right again. So we had to tip her out. The guys have been extremely patient. She's a lovely filly, but she's probably going to want it sort of 1,800 to a mile. First up today, she'll be running home and hitting the line, but she'll take a lot of benefit from this and watch for a second or third up.
All right, now just for the promo again, which one's your best today, Troy?
Our best today will be Sweet Carolina.
Race 5, number 14, Sweet Carolina. Good luck to you, mate. Always a pleasure having you on. Get a few winners today.
Thanks, Al.
Troy Causton's with us with a good hand today. We might have to play this a bit sexy today. Might have to play it a bit sexy. There's a bit happening.
Troy's talking about a 400-day layoff. That's no far what I'll arm. 3,910-day layoff between.
That's a good point. Let's go. The first race there, the place, into the selected horse, race 5, number 14. So race 1, number 8, the place, into race 5, number 14, the win. That's what we're going to do today. That should get us about $8.50, $8.50-ish with a multiplier. So that's what's going to happen on the Early Mail this